97.1 Free FM.
Welcome back to the Hamtramck House Party. I'm Josh. Hanging out with me today is Jason.
What's up, Josh?
And our producer, Timmy.
Yo, what are you... Never mind.
A little in-house love spat. Well, last week we were talking a little bit about Sweetest Day.
Mother and... God.
Yeah, Jason was not a fan. Well, neither is our listener, Ziggy. Ziggy, I heard your rant on Sweetest Day. And I think you let that scam non-holiday off way too easy. He points out that this holiday is fueled by the, quote, holiday, is fueled by the American woman's greedy me, princess gene, and wouldn't exist without it. Oh, my God. He said if they made a Black & Decker, if Black & Decker made a power tool day where women must spend a couple of $100 on a power tool for their man or suffer the consequences or suffer their wrath, women would stand up in mass and tell Black and Decker and all men where to go. And I'm editing that.
Expletive.
Yeah. He's not happy.
He's
about
bitter.
It.
He sounds like a bitter man. Maybe he's...
Well, he left a number here. Hey, maybe we can get Nicole. Hey, Nicole, can you please see if we can get Ziggy on the line?
He's clearly bitter.
You know, and I was thinking about it over the week, and I think I did let it off a little too easy last week, because it really is one of those holidays that's just a little bit... audacious. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Fabricated.
It is fabricated.
It's a fake holiday. It only exists in the Midwest. We forgot to mention that.
Really?
Last week, yeah. It's only in the Midwest. If you go to California or New York, nobody else knows about it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fictitious holiday. People think you're crazy when you talk about Sweetest Day.
See,
out
now
out
I'm
West.
Pissed. Now yeah. I'm even more pissed.
It's ridiculous.
So basically, my cost of living is higher.
Yeah.
Because I live
take
in the Midwest.
That your cost of relationship.
You know?
Yeah.
It takes you more to get laid than it would in California on October 18th.
More to get laid.
But,
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we've got him here. Let's see what's shaking. Ziggy?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Oh, just hanging out on the boat, getting ready to go sailing.
Hanging out on the boat? Oh, that's right. He mentions here. So you live on a boat?
Yes, I do.
Very nice. So you got, like, the ultimate... You're not married or seeing anyone, are you?
Oh, no, I'm still happy.
So, he's still happy.
He's seen them all,
yeah.
Josh.
So, where does your venomous outlook on Sweetest Day, where does that come from?
That comes from being a bachelor and just seeing life go by, yeah, and how men have been over the years. We're just getting henpecked down into all these little holidays where we have to buy the women all the presents and we never get one back. And I just think it's unfair that we get roped into it. Men get roped into it for fear that they're going to get in trouble and feel the wrath of the women in their life if they don't bow down to the Hallmark God.
I feel your pain. I definitely feel it. And I checked out your website. You want to give it out there? What is it? Ziggyland.com?
Ziggyland.com.
So you're basically a confirmed bachelor. I was looking over. You live on a boat. And I saw a couple. You have a couple of videos on there. It really does look like you literally live the life, the dream. You live the dream.
Is he a
get
pirate?
Out and do it.
He is a pirate.
We get out live webcam like today. After I get done with you, we'll go sailing live on the webcam. You're gonna watch us out sailing out on the water, drinking and doing it.
Now, is this a dudes only gathering? I mean, are you a woman hater or are you a?
No. We'll have a young lady along. I have a girlfriend right now.
But you keep
I've never been married, but I do have a girlfriend. She'll be along on the trip.
And you keep your pimp hand strong though, right?
Oh yeah.
I just went to Ziggy's website.
It's great.
The headline, the website with the Detroit attitude, so load your 9mm and come cruise Motown, and remember we're not called the murder capital because we're more violent, it's because we're better shots.
So, you have a girlfriend now. But looking at your website and reading some of the articles you have, I was pretty shocked by that.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing with for her on Sweetest Day?
Oh, nothing. It's a non-day.
It's a non-day.
The third Saturday in October does not exist.
Right. If she can't respect that, then then she's not going to be the girlfriend.
Well, does she know that you're what your intentions are?
Oh yeah.
Now
I wear it on my sleeve, as you can see, on, you know, the website.
I also read though on your online rant in regards to Sweetest Day, you said that skip that day, don't do anything that day, and maybe substitute it for a nice dinner later on down the road.
Well, you give them that line just to shut them up.
But really, you're right, though. It's almost
You're gonna go to dinner on another nice day anyway.
That's true.
That's true.
And it's almost like you would rather just, and even if you were going to get her a brand new car, you would wait till the day after or the day before just to spite.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. If you're eventually going to go to dinner anyway, well, you know, and that effect shouldn't every day, every time you go to dinner, you can play off Sweetest Day, you know? I mean, you're taking her out somewhere, and that's about to, should you have to do it because you've been ordered to do it? No.
So if at any point during your dinner, if you go to dinner, say, a week after that, at any point, if she references, oh, is this our makeup for Sweetest Day? Done. You get the check and go home, right?
You got it. Win-win.
It's a win-win.
I mean, it kills it.
Hey, this this live stream on your website, that you chilling right now, talking to us right now?
Yes.
Oh, you've got a live...
He's got a live stream on his website. He's chilling in the boat. He was changing his shirt.
Hang on, let me go over there and see.
Wave at us.
I just did. It's about a two-minute lag.
I saw you wave just a minute ago. He's chilling in his sailboat. Ziggy lives on a sailboat full-time. He's
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, he's got a sailboat. He's got a webcam in his sailboat. And right now we're watching him as he's talking with us about Sweetest Day. chill on his sailboat. He's getting ready to go live the life.
So, hey.
The cam goes outside when we go sailing. You get to watch all the sailing while we're be miles offshore. I'll go sailing for 4 weeks at a time. It'll all be live on the webcam.
Maybe you take us all out sailing for Sweetest Day, Ziggy.
Oh, yeah. Come on, baby.
Very nice, man. Well, thanks for popping on, and good luck on Sweet. Is your girlfriend there? Is she?
Yeah.
She is?
She's here.
Can you throw her on real quick?
Yeah, just a second.
Thanks, man.
I think she's off listening in another house.
Oh, she should not be outside of earshot.
No woman.
Is she by any chance in any of the pictures on the Pirate Picks for Adults section of your?
No.
Oh.
Here she comes. She's running down the back.
What's her name?
Jane.
There
you go. Hello.
Jane, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, are you aware of your boyfriend Ziggy's stance on Sweetest Day?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
Are you lying a little bit, though? You kind of want to be surprised, don't
you?
Oh,
heck no. So no, he makes up for it in other ways.
Oh, Ziggy.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Motorboat? You play the motorboat?
So you're not at all expecting maybe he's just putting you on and he's gonna have
not expecting anything.
Are you the only sane woman in Michigan, or are there other like you?
There's not many like me. No.
Really? Ziggy found himself a
so
soulmate.
Where did Ziggy find you at?
Up in East Dallas.
On one of his
sailing adventures.
He uses the boat. Isn't
nice.
It? That's the panty dropper.
She's rocking the pigtails, too.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Is she on the webcam?
Yeah.
Hang on a sec, Jane. I'm going to come over and see you.
She's looking like she's getting ready for a nice day of sailing. She's got some capris on and maybe a bandana or one of those fishing caps.
Nice little cap. Yeah, nice little fishing cap.
So you guys out there swabbing the decks, getting her all ready for you're going out sailing today. Where are you heading?
Just out in Lake St. Clair.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you guys sail well. What's proper? What should I say to you? What's a proper bon voyage?
Bon voyage.
Anchors away.
Anchors away. Thanks, Jane. Happy Sweetest Day. No, we're good.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
I'm actually kind of curious. I would like to talk to Ziggy. I want to know what the property taxes are.
I really do want
to
go sailing with this guy. He sounds awesome.
He parties. You got to be on the webcam.
You got to see his website. He parties, dude.
If he could get that thing in real time, I'd love to do our show there. In Ziggy's little cuddy cabin.
The cabin is full of just solo cups everywhere. And you can screw about.
And you can cut the bitterness with a knife.
In the morning, he just staggers out of his sleeping cabin.
Slaps a girl.
Stumbles into this whatever holding area that is.
Very nice.
Hair all frazzled. Just, ugh.
Oh, God.
Survived another day.
All right. All right, we'll be back. This is the Hamtramck House Party on Live 97.1 Free FM. They wear their